persons with developmental disabilities find meaningful employment in the community. Murray Ridge Center, helping people for a lifetime. And we've got two from Murray Ridge this morning joining us. Dave Blevins, who is the marketing specialist with the Murray Ridge Production Center. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
And also with us, Marcy Cohen, who is one of those who's benefited with some employment. We'll talk with Marcy in just a little bit. But Dave, talk about some of, we hear Murray Ridge, we know there's the school that's part of there, there's the center itself. This is the production center. Talk about what goes on there and the responsibilities
okay.
they take.
Well, Murray Ridge Production Center is a non-for-profit 501c3. We are under the umbrella of Murray Ridge Center. Essentially, we are the vocational arm of the Board of Disabilities in Lorain County. We have three facilities in Lorain County, Lorain, Elyria, and Oberlin, about 50,000 square feet of manufacturing space, and we do all types of industries. We do assembly, we do packaging, we do work in the community, and that's what we're going to talk about today. There's a push to take everybody out of the centers and put them in integrated employment in the community, and we are there. Supported employment is there to help that happen, whether it's through getting somebody there to transport them, training them. We provide all kinds of necessities, transportation being one of the biggest.
Removing some of the roadblocks that they might otherwise have to
right.
be able
we
to
remove
get to
the barriers and try to help people get gainful employment in the community. So job coaching, if we are lucky enough to put anybody in deployment in the community, comes along with a job coach to help them train. Takes a little bit of the time away from the employer. If there's a change in computer systems, we bring on a job coach, and it helps the end item, which is employment in the community for our
Well, let's talk to Marcy. Marcy Cohen joins us. Morning.
Hi, good morning.
So tell me a little bit about your story, about yourself. How long have you been
working at the college? I've been working there for a long time.
Okay. And what are the things, now this is, you, is it the college, is it Lorain County Community College?
Oberlin College.
Oberlin College, okay.
Yeah.
And what area do they have you working at there?
In the kitchen.
And what are the some of the responsibilities that you have?
We have to do the dishes. The dishes come out and we put them on crates and they go through the dishwasher.
So you're the one that then, this is in the cafeteria area at the college then?
It's in the college, in the kitchen, yeah, where all the students eat.
Now, tell me a little bit about what are some of the dreams that you have, the ideas that you're working towards while you're doing this? So.
To work at a bakery.
The bakery?
Yes.
Now, are you getting baking, cooking skills, too?
I know how to cook in that already.
Okay.
So that's, I've been baking for a long time.
What kind of things are you? Do you like to bake?
I bake banana nut bread, pistachio cake. I make lasagna for dinner sometimes.
Okay. So
spaghetti, you name it, I make it.
All right. Wow, that's pretty good, too. I've made banana bread only when my bananas go really brown, and I have them in there, too. In fact, right now at home, I think I have some black bananas in my freezer waiting to be made into some banana bread.
I use my grandma's recipe.
Ah, well, that's some of the things you learned probably. How long you've been cooking, baking since you've been little then, doing that sort of thing?
Oh, yeah. Not like little, though, but little, you know.
Right. Now, obviously, you're doing that at the college for work. What do you like to do in your spare time, free time? What are some of the hobbies that you have?
I like to listen to the radio. I like to dance to the radio.
Listen to the music then?
Yes.
And
bake and...
Now, where is it that... I'm going to bring out my umbrella this morning. Well, because Craig, are you not getting wet?
Well, I'm getting wet and we have electronic gear here.
Well,
we don't want any injuries or anything.
Yes, we have a chief engineer whose eyeballs are bugging out of his head right now. That may be because he's looking... I'm not sure exactly, but we're going to be talking a little bit more. And thank you for coming in, by the way, out here and joining us on our little adventure.
You're welcome. It's nice to see all of you.
Now, what kind of skills did you learn through at the Murray Ridge Center that are helping you in your employment that you have at Oberlin College? We're learning responsibility, being able to do some of the things. Do you remember some of the things you were doing there at the center prior to getting the job at the college?
I worked a couple jobs. Is that what you're asking?
Right.
Me? I worked a couple. I worked through a lot of jobs, but I'm now, doing.
Let me ask Dave. Dave with Very Rich Center. What are some of the? You mentioned how there's companies that come in and there's things that are done at the center.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the type of things that are being done there as far as assembly?
In the Elyria facility, our largest employer inside the facility is Faseco, which is in the molten steel industry. And we literally put together millions of cups. They're one shots. We put filters into cups and the molten steel goes through and filters out any impurities. Some of the neat things about that job are we've created some fixtures to allow us to be more efficient so that the quality doesn't change, and that was done right there in our facility. We worked with the engineers at Faseco. They came up with a fixture, cost $1,300. We replicate those for less than $6 at Murray Ridge Center out of recycled plastic. In Lorain, the biggest provider of jobs in the facility is DEI, Design Engineering out of Avon, and we produce a lot of heat-resistant items for cars. So it's very big in NASCAR, wraps and different things so that cars don't overheat. And they essentially house everything at their facility and we make everything at ours. So,
Dave, how do you make these connections with these companies?
Well, a lot of time it's through the Chambers of Commerce. We're a member of the Lorain County Chamber of Commerce, the North Coast Chamber of Commerce. I'll go to networking events and just, you know, start talking. Next thing you know, I'm down at their facility, picking up enough parts to do a time study and go back with a quote. And if we're fortunate enough, we'll bring the work right in. I offer free shipping within 60 miles of our facilities. We're subsidized through Murray Ridge Center. So that's kind of nice. That helps me to gain a lot of the jobs into the facility. The supported employment now, the state's offering 25-hour work assessments. So Marcy could go work in a bakery for 25 hours with a job coach, and it would be at no cost to the business. So it allows her to gain some traction as far as learning more about what she wants to do, and it allows the company time to evaluate her skills and at no cost. So the state is helping with a little money to try and get everybody integrated into the community.
How do you determine somebody who's maybe working on the at the center to somebody who then would work out in the community at a different business just because of their likes and dislikes or their skill set?
Well, exactly. A lot of people will say, I want to work here. So we'll take them out of, if we're lucky enough, we'll take them out of facility and find the perfect job for them. A lot of times it's them walking up, knocking on the door and asking for a job and then saying, by the way, I've got a crew that'll come down and help me succeed. So that's basically how it's done.
Now you mentioned, Marcy, you're working over at the college, working in the dishwashing area, getting that sort of thing that. How long do you think you'll be doing that? Is there a time limit on that or is it just a matter of...
I've been working it for a long time.
Okay. But you're obviously your goal. You're looking.
I'm looking to get a new job to work. You know, work somewhere.
All right. Well, you're working in that area though. You probably see them working in the kitchen, putting food, assembling that type of thing too.
Yes, I do. So in the back of the kitchen, we walk. That's where the restroom is.
Uh-huh.
We get to see them repairing food when we're back there.
So even when you're doing one job, you can kind of maybe pick up skills or ideas of what other jobs are out there available for.
Right.
Well, we appreciate you coming in out here today at Ely Squares. We're broadcasting live from the square this morning. Craig, you want to give a brief weather forecast? I thought that was the fountain in the background, but I think that's Mother Nature providing a little more. In fact, the fountain looks a little bit like paling in comparison to what we're experiencing this morning. But we want to thank Dave Blevins as well as Marcy Cohen for coming in and sharing
you
a little the story about the Murray Ridge Center and all that they do. Again, Murray Ridge Center helping people for a lifetime.